Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer. This offer expires Sunday, March 24th. To order yours today, go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code HOWIEBOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
At about 1:30, container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which I've been over many, many times commuting from the state of Delaware to our trainer by car.
The train leaves the station at 8 Monday morning. Therefore, as long as we get the DeLorean up to 88 miles an hour before we hit the edge of the ravine, we'll instantaneously arrive at a point in time where the bridge is completed.
We're about to locomotive. It'll be a spectacular wreck.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
First light this morning when you saw the pictures of actually what that bridge looks like with the barge slammed into it there. What were your initial thoughts?
Well, it was something out of an action movie. It's something you never think you would see, and there's no one should have to endure. And I'm going to be the first to ask that CNN and everyone else stop showing the video.
Yeah, don't show that.
Fair enough.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Fair enough. What kind of anchor is she? Oh, she's a CNN anchor, so she's really not an anchor. She's an anchor cupcake. I don't even know what she looks like. Maybe she's an anchor prune muffin. As for, you know, I don't. They don't have the best looking anchors. If I may be misogynist for a moment, but I can't believe that, you know, what are they supposed to show when they have video like that? And I understand that, you know, the 9/11 video of the people falling out of the World Trade Center is only shown maybe once a year because it's so horrifying. But I don't think this really is quite that bad as the 9/11 footage of the bodies falling out of the skyscraper that's on fire. And I mean, in any way, why is the mayor making his plea on air? I mean, isn't this, don't you call the CNN management, or have your flack or someone call the CNN management? Do you really do that on live TV? I don't think so. But that guy Brandon, like so many people named Brandon, he's a bit of a boob, you know. Just ask the original Brandon, the President of the United States. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. As you know, the news, the big breaking news today is this terrible bridge accident in Baltimore. A runaway boat hit their ship, hit the Francis Scott Key Bridge, and knocked it out. Six people missing, and you know, doesn't look good. And it's going to be quite a mess. So we'll be talking a little bit about that. But I think we'll start off with Biden's comments on it, and he's just as clueless as ever, as you might expect. And you know, it has to be about him. You know, he can't just say, you know, that's a bridge many of us, including me, are familiar with. He can't just say that. He has to put himself right there. You know, like someone said of I forget, was it Theodore Roosevelt? He wants to be the baby at every christening, the bride at every wedding, the corpse at every funeral. That's Brandon. You know, he wants to. He has to be at the center.
He's Johnny Cash. He's been everywhere, man.
Yeah, you know, an amazing thing. I don't know. I assume maybe I've been over the bridge once or twice. I've been in Delaware. I've been in Maryland a lot, and Delaware, just traveling through. But I didn't remember that there was a train track on that bridge. But Brandon told me there was, and everybody else. Cut one.
At about 1:30, container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which I've been over many, many times, commuting from the state of Delaware to our trainer by car. Been in Baltimore Harbor many times.
Joey, baby! It's Angelo, your buddy. We're going over the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Oh, say, can you see? No, there are no train tracks on the bridge. Cut two.
Officials at the scene estimate 8 people were unaccounted for still. Not still, were unaccounted for. That number might change. 2 have been rescued, 1 without injury, 1 in critical condition.
So how many, you know, again, he's mixing up all of his numbers. Cut three.
And we're going to work hand in hand with the support of Maryland to support Maryland, whatever they ask for. We're going to work with our partners in Congress to make sure the state gets the support it needs.
We're going to work with the support of Maryland to support Maryland. May we quote you on that, Mr. President?
I think the ship knocked out the support. I think that's the problem.
You know, I hate to say this, but, you know, whenever anything like this happens now, I always assume that there was some kind of screw-up, that there was some sort of incompetence. That if it's a crime, I assume it's an illegal alien. If it's something like this, you know, whether it's a Boeing jet losing some part in midair or anything like this, I just assume it's some kind of DEI thing. You know, I took it to the next level. I was at the Breakers, just, you know, people watching with the mailroom manager, and this little girl about 10, 11 years old hobbled by, and she had one of those big casts on her ankle. And my first thought was, I wonder if she got hit by some guy in a soccer game. I mean, I always assume in the Biden years, I always assume the worst. I always assume, you know, DEI, illegal aliens, transgenders, something horrible screwed things up that I never would have thought of back in the old days. And apparently this ship has had problems in the past, and the guy the captain dropped the anchor, and he got the word to the shore, and they stopped some of the cars from coming on. So I mean, it could have been a lot worse than it was. So maybe this is just, you know, infrastructure. But you know, one thing though, it could be another problem. And before we go back to the Brandon cuts, Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary, as you know, he proposed to his husband in an airport, so that makes him very qualified to be the transportation secretary. So he knows what the problem is with bridge construction. This is a flashback. Cut three.
If an underpass was constructed such that a bus carrying mostly Black and Puerto Rican kids to a beach, or that would have been in New York, was designed too low for it to pass by, that obviously reflects racism that went into those design choices. I don't think we have anything to lose by confronting that simple reality, and I think we have everything to gain by acknowledging it and then dealing with it, which is why the Reconnecting Communities, that $1 billion, is something we want to get to work right away.
So the bridge construction is racist. That was in New York he was talking about. So that's Robert Moses, the power broker, I guess. But was the bridge construction in Baltimore racist too? I'm not a wokester like Pete Buttigieg. I'm not gay. I didn't go to Harvard. I don't have a husband. So I guess I just don't know as much about the problems of structural racism. Has he shown up yet, by the way? Taylor, have you seen Buttigieg, or is this going to be another one of those East Palestine moments?
I've not seen him, but Joe Biden said he was there.
He was. Okay. I know that I heard on the radio that he was on his way. This was at 10:30 in the morning, and the accident happened 9 hours earlier. And it's not exactly like, you know, that he was going to have to fly to Alaska to get to the bridge from D.C. in whatever fashionable neighborhood he lives in the district. 844-500-4242. So Biden is, of course, slurring the name of the guy that the bridge is named after. Cut five.
Over 30,000 vehicles cross the Francis Scott Key Bridge on a daily basis.
Francis Scott Key. Cut six.
Well, the reason I'm not going to take a lot of questions, there's remaining issues that are open that we got to determine what's going to happen in terms of the rescue mission and the like. But
Do you plan to go to Baltimore, sir? And if so, how quickly?
I do, and as quickly as I can.
Wait a second. I thought you weren't going to take any questions. And then he took a question. Cut eight.
What did you make of Israel's decision not to attend this meeting this week?
Oh, I don't want to get into that.
We're going to have
plenty of time to talk about Rafa.
You mentioned the port. The port. Can I ask about cars? About the port.
He's walking out.
Bye-bye.
As Billy Bulger used to say, observe my back. I don't know if he said that to anybody else, but that's what he would say to me when he saw me coming at him with a camera. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. We'll open up the lines. I'd like to hear from anyone who's ever been across the Francis Scott Key Bridge on a train, on Amtrak, or, you know, hopped a freight, ridden as a hobo. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more from The Howie Carr Show?
Yes, always.
Watch Howie live at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show. He's not just another pretty face.
I mean, he's an extraordinarily good-looking man.
He's Howie Carr.
There's a little bit of a bromance going on there.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
The guy who ran the club car, not the club car, the dining car. There wasn't anybody, it was late, it was a Wednesday night. And I sat down, I ordered some coffee, and I think, I don't know what I got, something to eat. And he came and sat down to me, and he said, you know, Joe, he said, you know, I'm gay. I said, I didn't know that. He said, yeah, I'm gay.
And I said, you know, don't let Corn Pop know that, because, you know, he's got kind of a problem with people like you.
I thought maybe there's a moral.
No, there ain't no moral. I just like that story.
Oh, boy.
I'm a train guy.
Yeah. Riding that train high on cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your step. Today's poll question is brought to you by Local Silver Mint, located in Ware, New Hampshire. Silver Dave will work with you directly. Contact him at localsilvermint.com, localsilvermint.com. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at howiecarshow.com, is, will Ronna Romney McDaniel be fired by MSNBC? Yes, no, or she'll stay on the payroll but will never appear on air.
See, I don't see how they can fire her when they just signed her. So I'm going to say she's going to keep getting paid, but she'll never appear on the air.
35% say she'll have a no-show job. 13% say no, she won't be fired. 52% say yes, she will be fired.
Yeah, there are all kinds of rumors swirling on the internet that she's already out and she's hired a lawyer to represent her. But I think they did this. Somebody did this once before. I can't remember the name. It was a more obscure person. Someone from Republican circles was hired by one of these state-run networks to do some work on air, and then the word got out. It wasn't a high-profile type like Romney McDaniel, or I would remember the name, and they just pushed her aside and said, you know, you're going to be in the answering phones or working on the assignment desk as the assistant assignment editor or something, and just ran it out. But this is pretty outrageous what they've done to her. I mean, again, I'm no big fan, but But she didn't. She didn't deserve this. Nobody deserves this, and especially with, you know, the people that are going after her. Just it's so absurd. I won't play. We got a Jen Psaki cut where she's saying, "How dare you compare me to her?" Jen, let me circle back with you on that, Jen. That's, you know, her favorite expression. Dolly, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dolly.
Oh, Howie, hi. I was listening to the president speak about this terrible disaster, actually, on the bridge. And it occurred to me that not only has he been over that bridge on a train, he was born on a train going over that bridge. And it's all about him. I'm surprised they didn't name the bridge after him.
Well, you know, they're going to have to rebuild a bridge, so this is going to give them a chance to name it after somebody else. Maybe they can name it after Marilyn Mosby, the former state's attorney or district attorney in Baltimore City, who's going to prison now for COVID fraud. Or maybe they can name it after the former mayor and Senate president who's in prison for various types of fraud and conspiracy. Or maybe they can name it the Spiro Agnew Bridge if they want to name it after a corrupt Republican from Maryland. There are plenty of that would be a good poll question. Maybe some, you know, which corrupt Maryland politician should the new bridge be named after? I think they've been wanting to get rid of this Francis Scott Keyes for a while. Doesn't he have some slavery background or something, a slave owning background? And those were in the days when Maryland was a big slave state. Thanks for the call, Dolly. Pat, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pat.
Haven't been over it on a train, but I think I flew over it on a plane. But seriously, one quick question. Howie, don't they believe in tugboats down there? And then I'll hang up.
No, you know what? That's a really good point. I thought, there were always plenty of tugboats in Portland, and there were always plenty of tugboats in New York. Yeah, I don't know the answer to that question. That's the Grace family. They made hundreds of millions of dollars setting up tugboat fleets up and down the East Coast, probably the West Coast too. That's a really good question. I don't know the answer to it. Victor, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Victor.
Howie, always love your show, man. Been listening for many years.
Thanks.
So it's amazing how our president manages to make everything orbit around him. It is absolutely stunning. But to the point, I was listening to these chattering skulls on the channels, and they were talking about everything, about what might have happened and this and that, but no one brought up the fact that no one called the ship and said, hey, you guys okay on there? No one did until this commander came on, and they said, one person said, hey, why haven't we talked to the boat that crashed in? He goes, because they're probably lawyering up before they make their report.
I don't know the answer to this. It seems though it could have been a lot worse. I mean, obviously the fact that it happened at 1:30 in the morning was better than it happening during daylight hours, especially during rush hour. But it seems like they, from what I've read, they stopped some of the traffic from getting onto the bridge once they knew this boat was the ship. I should keep calling it a boat. I'm not a real nautical expert. This ship was going to crash into it. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So the Post has got a headline, but, you know, they haven't confirmed. NBC News to drop ex-RNC chair Ronna McDaniel after Rachel Maddow Morning Joe revolt. According to a report, the network has not made an announcement, but one is pending, according to Puck News. The Post has sought comment from NBC and McDaniel, Puck News. you know, I think I've read stuff from there. I'm not that familiar with it. Earlier on Tuesday, the Wall Street Journal and Variety reported that NBC News executives were meeting to discuss what to do with McDaniel in face of public opposition from network stars. Yeah, but it's so preposterous. But I guess, you know, as in so many other aspects of American life, the inmates are running the asylum. In this case, it's corrupt inmates, really corrupt inmates running the asylum. I mean, avatars of fake news are calling other people. It's classic pot calling the kettle black here. All these frauds that have made up stories, gotten jammed up, just called in the FBI for stuff they did, like Joy Reid. I mean, they're angry about this. And they said Rachel Maddow is the most bankable star, according to the New York Post. How is she? She's on one night a week. I would say she's the most overpaid, but I don't know that she's the most bankable. The decision to bring McDaniel aboard was made by Carrie Butoff Brown, who heads political coverage at NBC News. and then someone else says, according to the Journal, McDaniel was hired by NBC News editorial chief Rebecca Blumenstein. So is it Rebecca Blumenstein or Carrie Butoff Brown? Success has 1,000 fathers. Failure is an orphan. I think this is one of those orphan decisions. Hey, we'll leave the poll question up until there's an official decision. They're going to have to pay her. I mean, you can't just hire somebody and ink them to a pact and then just say, oh, gosh, we got some bad blowback, so we're going to fire you. I don't think so. That's not the way it works. Although, you don't really indict somebody based on a fake news story, do you, except in the state of Georgia. And you don't really indict someone for civil fraud when nobody lost any money, except in the state of New York. And you don't really indict somebody for a non-disclosure agreement, which all these same networks make. Now, if they fire Rona McDaniel and give her a bunch of money, are they going to make her sign an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement? I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are. Are they going to all be indicted for making Rona sign an NDA like Trump made Stormy Daniels sign an NDA for keeping her mouth shut, supposedly? NDAs aren't worth the paper they're written on now, obviously. 844-500-4242, 781. This time it wasn't terrorism, meaning the boat accident, but now that they've seen how easy it is, it might be terrorism the next time. And so some of the first initial conspiracy theory is the ship's computer was hacked and shut down, leaving the ship adrift. But apparently there was another serious breakdown 8 years ago. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, the congresswoman's name you're looking for, I believe, I'm 99% sure, is Susan Molinari. She was a congressman in New York for 2 or 4 years back, about 30 years ago. And she was an attractive gal, well-spoken. She got hired by Good Morning America, or Today Show, whatever. There was such outrage from the staffs that they said, oh, well, they're going to keep her on, but she can only do cooking segments, anything that's non-political. So she did cooking segments and whatever for about a year and then left. But that was the outrage back then. History is repeating itself.
Yeah. Well, remember, you know, NBC, isn't NBC the network that hired Chelsea Clinton as an intern a number of years ago, maybe 20 years ago? And, you know, most interns get paid either no money whatsoever just for the experience, and but some of them sued, so you have to pay them something now, at least in New York City. And they not only they gave Chelsea Clinton a producer. You're supposed to be the producer's assistant on a TV thing. So the producer helps out the quote-unquote talent that's, you know, in front of the camera. And the intern helps out the producer. But in the case of Chelsea Clinton, they paid her, and I'm going to underline that, they paid her, I think, $600,000 a year as an intern, and they gave her own producer. An intern had a producer and a $600,000 salary. And there was no outrage about that. But this woman who, again, she didn't have a stellar career as chairman of the Republican National Committee, although she did get Trump the electoral votes in Michigan in 2016. You know, she has some experience. I think she would bring something to the table, as much as at least the rest of those empty suits they have at the. Oh, we're getting an update on the bridge. Okay, you want to?
Now he and his entire team have been down here this afternoon, spending time looking at the efforts, looking at the damage, and also identifying what they can do to support and help. Can't tell you enough how much we appreciate that, Secretary. And also, please let the President and the Vice President know from the bottom of our heart how much we appreciate it as well. We've also had a chance to be here with our remarkable congressional delegation. From the earliest parts of the morning, our congressional delegation has been there throughout. And I always say I'm grateful that I've got such a remarkable congressional delegation. And today, I just have another example
as to why I am
a very lucky governor to have the congressional delegation that I have. And also our state, our local elected officials, Mayor Scott, who literally got a call from the very first thing in the morning. I know you have had no rest.
Is this the governor, Westmore?
And so I want to say how much we appreciate you.
Westmore.
But also it's to the members of the philanthropic community who've been reaching out and offering support. It's the members of the private sector who've been reaching out and offering support. It's the sandwich companies who have said we're going to shut down because we just want to make sure that the first responders are getting meals.
Because it's a Democrat.
Everybody has stepped up.
City and a Democrat state.
Everybody has raised their hands to serve. And I can tell you, it is so deeply appreciated. It's so deeply felt.
This is
and
this
for everyone
is just,
who is offering prayers
just
and support,
political stuff. No,
I can tell
no
you
new,
those prayers
no new stuff.
Are working.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Governor Scott. 844-500-4242. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe. You there, Joe? No Joe. Okay, let's play the cut of Brandon Scott. This is the nitwit mayor of Baltimore. There's been a string of nitwit mayors of Baltimore going all the way back to Nancy Pelosi's father, who was mobbed up back in the 60s. And so this is Mayor Brandon Scott going live on CNN, asking them to stop playing the video of the bridge collapsing. Cut four.
Can you give me some sense of what you thought at first light this morning when you saw the pictures of actually what that bridge looks like with the barge slammed into it there? What were your initial thoughts?
Well, it was something out of an action movie. It's something you never think you would see. And being here right now, looking at it, is even more surreal. And it just makes you think about, again, those families, those individuals that were on that bridge, those folks that even on that vessel, even more, because no one should have to endure. And I'm going to be the first to ask that CNN and everyone else stop showing the video. No one needs to see a possibility of their family member being severely injured or otherwise over and over and over again, because it's just traumatizing our community.
Fair enough, Mayor.
What a boob. What a pair of boobs they are. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. And, you know, this is the FBI, so, you know, take it for what it's worth. I tend to think this is not terrorism. Oh, Buttigieg is going to start talking. Okay, well, then let's hear Buttigieg.
Before I turn it over to Secretary Buttigieg, I want to turn it over to the dean of our delegation, and someone who has been leading from the front this entire time, and we are deeply grateful for the leadership of Senator Ben Cardin.
He's on his way out.
Governor,
he's like
Moore,
85.
First of all, thank you very much.
Just
for
the guy whose aide
getting our whole team
was allowed himself to be sodomized
to
in the
challenge.
Senate hearing room.
Prayers are with the
okay, I don't want to. I don't think we need to hear from Ben Cardin. I wonder if his does he's sir, Senator. Do you still employ that guy that was? Well, you know what you know what happened to him. 844-500-4242. Joe is back here. Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Howie. Thanks for giving me another shot at it. Listen, if there's sandwiches, do you think Chris Christie's going to show up?
he likes disasters. He likes to hug people at disasters. And then he go and then he goes to the buffets. Yeah, so yeah, you may be onto something, Joe. 844-500-4242. We haven't seen Chris lately, have we? The three of us at the table in Mar-a-Lago on Saturday night ordered meatloaf, and if he was going to show up at Mar-a-Lago that night, that would have been the table to show up to. He loves the meatloaf like we all do at Mar-a-Lago. Ross, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ross.
Hey, Howie. I was watching this tragedy and saw the governor there, and I saw behind over the governor's left shoulder was Congressman Kwesi Amfumi. He had his windbreaker on and showed that he was a representative of the Congressional Black Caucus, and I was just totally appalled and disappointed that I saw no representative from the Congressional White Caucus there. You know, just to show you how racist the white congresspeople are. They couldn't send a representative up.
Well, they do have white congressmen, though. You remember, one of them is David Trone. He's the one who made the mistaken racial, claims he was a racial mistaken slur last week. Remember? The word that rhymes with bugaboo?
Yeah. Well,
I guess Trone figured discretion was the better part of valor. I don't think he's doing too much campaigning in Baltimore for the next week or so till it kind of blows over. Thanks for the call, Ross. 844-500-4242. Phil, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, Howie. I was just curious why, if the bridge was closed, those state workers or city workers were still up there working on the bridge, and they're the ones that died.
Well, I mean, don't they do most of the maintenance work, at night? I mean, I know that's what they do in Boston in the tunnel. I'm more familiar with the tunnels out of Logan Airport, but they always do. They try to do most of the work at night rather than in the daytime when there's more traffic.
He's saying they stopped traffic from going over the bridge because they knew that the ship was approaching and it had lost power. So why were the workers still up there?
Right, but I mean it's easier to just call in a police car and stop and block off the egress onto the bridges, isn't it? Than it is to, I mean, they don't know where these people are on the bridge. It's a huge bridge, isn't it? It's a big span.
So yeah, and it takes a while to run as opposed to driving.
Right. Right. I think the toll, it's always unfortunate to lose any kind of people, but I think the toll is fairly small considering the extent of the damage to the bridge. I mean, it could have been so much worse. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after this short break.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by the 110 Grill. Enjoy their apricot shrimp risotto with goat cheese and snap peas. Find your 110 Grill today at 110grill.com.
Yum, yum, yum.
He's Howie Carr, and he's back.
This is no ordinary bridge. This is one of the cathedrals of American infrastructure. It has been part of the skyline of this region for longer than many of us have been alive.
A cathedral? I thought it was a bridge. A cathedral fell down too?
Cathedrals are racist.
We know bridges are racist. The bridge should have been built higher so that the ship could have gone under it. It's like those bridges in New York that the buses taking the black and Puerto Rican students couldn't go under. So the cathedral, the bridge slash cathedral is racist, I guess. 844-500-4242. You know, he went to Harvard, so he knows how to use words, right? The cathedral. Why didn't you call it an icon? I mean, I know that's an overused word, but you want to call it how about landmark? I think landmark would be the right word, but not cathedral. How about a mosque? David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Oh, hearing Pete Buttigieg claim racism involved with this. There's nothing more racist than that pearly white, gay white man taking 2 months off from maternity leave, flying around different countries when his job is to be in charge of inspections of safety and bridges and all kinds of things. I'll tell you, Pearly Pete and Hunter Biden are poster boys for white privilege, and they're claiming racism. How it's disgusting. You know, this bridge is a symbol of Joe Biden's collapsing economy.
Right. And you know, now that I think about it, David, isn't he been bragging that he had all this money for the infrastructure? And I've been pointing this out. I'm not the only one. I haven't noticed any improvements. I haven't noticed any rebuilt bridges. I haven't noticed any new lanes other than bicycle lanes in the big cities. I haven't noticed any infrastructure projects. And now you have all these problems with the airline industry, you know, and Boeing and at the airports, planes sliding off the tarmacs and the runways. And now you have the bridges being hit. Where is all this money going for over a trillion dollars supposedly for the infrastructure? And apparently not a dime has been spent on anything, David.
His job is to be on top of inspectors and be on everybody's case to make sure all this stuff is working properly, that doors aren't blowing open on planes, that the ships are running properly. And here he is claiming racism. Right. Shows you what a disingenuous, unqualified, Harvard privileged white boy he is. He is just a complete incompetent puke.
And look at the hiring regulations that the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, which I believe is under his purview as transportation secretary, they want to hire people with mental disabilities. I mean, mental illness, in addition to being, slow, shall we say. I mean, you want to put people like that in as air traffic controllers? And then they say, oh, we don't mean air traffic control. Well, what are they going to be doing at the FAA?
$1.2 billion to reshape this nation's infrastructure.
Well, when is it? It's being reshaped. The bridge is gone in Baltimore now.
This bipartisan infrastructure bill is a major step forward.
Towards what? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.